Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Chris Curtis on WEEI.
Well, I would love to say good morning. It is gorgeous outside. Going to be a beautiful weekend in Boston. Walking with the James Man this morning in Southie, it is already total S show central, getting ready for St. Patrick's Day and the parade tomorrow, which is always a great day, but it is a wild, wild scene. I said yesterday, Andy Hart in for Ken. Good morning, Andy.
Hi, how are you?
I said yesterday on the Greg Hill show when I was filling in for Greg, who was sick after, whatever you do, do not get the Noro. It is the worst thing in the world, and I wouldn't recommend it.
Worse than COVID?
I had COVID, I think, two or three times. I would put COVID, you know when you go to the doctor, they're like 1 to 10 pain?
Oh, yeah.
I would put COVID at 1.5. And Noro at 9.5.
So he's probably shut the world down then.
I would do that for 3 hours, but sadly Ken may have a seizure down in Fort Myers. But I was just saying something. What was I just saying? Anyway, I said yesterday with the Greg Hill show that the weekend and the frivolity is great, but if you really want to see mass hole hell, arrive on Ellen East Broadway tomorrow at 5 o'clock. It is like the apocalyptic, just zombie nation where you have people stumbling, breaks up. You see breakups in real time. You see people calling, crying, screaming, booting, searching for Ubers. It's like
sounds awesome.
I have never left a Super Bowl like the day after, but it strikes me as what like Jacksonville Airport was Monday morning after Super Bowl 39. So it'll be a wild weekend where I live, but I hope you guys get outside. It is gorgeous. The off season for the Patriots,
not gorgeous,
is I am truly. It's almost like a strange way of meeting your celebrity crush and then being totally disappointed. In that you have Robert Kraft, who I have said, I tweeted this yesterday, I was wrong. I blamed Bill, and I blamed Bill. You know, I don't want this to be misperceived as me saying Bill was not culpable in the departure of Tom Brady, that he made bad decisions. All of that happened. Like, I'm not absolving him of blame. But when it comes to the bottom line decisions to spend or not to spend, I put a lot of that on Bill Belichick because I thought he put a value on a player. He thought there was this caste system and that you didn't want to have. I heard you talking about how Bill would lose his mind if Jaylen Brown was the highest paid player on the team, when the best player was Tatum. So, like, I believe in a lot of that sort of stuff. So but I gave far too little crap to Robert Kraft because as the final two episodes of the Dynasty air, Robert Kraft owns the team, and he'll have you believe he's been victimized by the people he employs. And I watched, you know, I watched yesterday and this week with the free agency and the Gerard Mayo quote to me about we got some cash, ready to burn some cash. And I have been duped, and I'm pretty cynical. I like to think of myself as someone that isn't easily, you know, wagged by the dog, but I was. And I sit here today just with so many questions. But the first one is, Andy Hart, do they understand the real deep-seated anger their fans feel towards them today?
I don't think they do. I think that's one of the issues that's going on here is there might be a disconnect with how out of it fans are right now, how sort of done with it, however you want to phrase it. And I think the dynasty has made that worse, not better. The reliving of the glory days in juxtaposition to the toilet days right now, like where you are financially, roster-wise. You mentioned the quote. That's the one thing about this offseason I won't understand. Like, you can kind of sell me on Robert has told Mayo and Wolf, you're here for 5 years. Do it the right damn way. I don't care if there's a bridge year. I've seen people on Twitter call this year zero and these various plans. But if that was the plan, how the hell do you say burn cash, 1,000% bringing in talent? Then to fix that, Elliot Wolf goes to the podium and says, we're going to weaponize the offense. Like, all of those things created expectation more than was even there. There's inherent expectation with $100 million and number three pick, right? Like, just post crap. Oh, but the good news is we have money and we have picks. And then they just took that and magnified it tenfold when I'm hoping they kind of knew what they were doing. Like, they knew they weren't going to go all in on Calvin Ridley. They knew they weren't going to go all in on whoever you want, you know, Saquon Barkley. So why did you create that expectation? And that's on them. Like, that, you know, I kind of debated with Tom Karn on TV the other night. Oh, Mayo said something glib at the end of just a he's a professional. I got to hold him accountable. I mean,
Tom, you could say good job, Chris. Thanks. Yeah, it was a great question right at the end. Got it.
Like, you get held accountable for what you say, correct?
Yes, I do.
I believe you've learned that lesson sometimes. Yes. Okay, that happens. And it's not always fair. Like,
of course.
We always talk about, and this is us defending ourselves, like, you talk for 4 hours, you might say something stupid at some
point. Of course. I say something dumb very often.
So Gerard Mayo said something stupid, in my opinion. If there was never going to be an intention to be aggressive in the offseason with money, with whatever, trades. And then when they fixed it, they made it worse. You had the guy who's the adult in the room. See, Mayo's an ex-player. This is how I took the tone of Elliot Wolf. Mayo's an ex-player. He's 30-something. He's learning on the fly. Let's give him a pass. He got excited. He said something he shouldn't have. You're the son of one of the great executives in the history of the game. You're telling me about how you were 10 years old with a stopwatch at a combine. You literally grew up in this world, and you went out there and told me you were going to weaponize. Still waiting. I'm still waiting for your segment. What are we doing?
Right. What are we doing?
All offseason, to me, you can just play that over every announcement of what the Patriots are doing because they haven't weaponized. They haven't burnt cash. They haven't brought in any talent. They're not a better team. To me, it's inarguable they're a worse team right now than when the offseason started.
Right.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know.
And is it without a plan or is it a bad plan?
Let's go back to the quote that you said, which I agree. Joe, do you have the question and the answer to that? If you do, let me know. Just say, got it, and I'll stop talking. So,
is that all it takes?
Yeah.
So if I'm annoyed by you at any point, I just say, got it,
right.
And you'll stop talking.
Or if you say Brady, I'll just be quiet. So my guess. Now, sitting here, whatever, 6, 10 weeks after, however long ago that was, that the question was about Kraft's lack of spending. Gerard Mayo was hired because he was going to do the bidding of Robert Kraft. He wasn't going to do what Bill Belichick did, which is state the fact that they were 27th in cash spending, which, you know, goes right up their tailpipe. So when I asked Gerard Mayo that, and if we have it, Joe, okay. When I asked Gerard Mayo that, and he answered that way, I think now in hindsight, it wasn't some way to be telling us what they will do. It was an immediate sort of buttoning down, or, you know, he did a triage on the wound, because he was just trying to say, don't worry about that. We're going to spend.
Right.
Stop talking bad about my boss. Not so much saying full throttle, we're going all in. This is actually our plan.
So it was dumb.
Right. It was
we can all agree it was dumb then.
It was a mistake, but maybe in how the heck? Anyway, whatever. It's
use a chisel, it's stone, he's putting it on a tablet. It's like Moses.
Anyway, while we wait for that, the Bill Belichick, okay, so in hindsight, listen back to this and listen with the sort of background that Gerard Mayo was hired to be the anti-Bill and to protect his owner, not throw him under the bus. The cash spending is a big fixation of mine. 31st last year, 27th 3 years prior. Have you been given assurances by Robert or others that you guys will have the freedom to spend this offseason to bring in talent and free agency?
We're bringing in talent 1,000%. So have a lot of cap space.
Love it.
And cash. Yeah. Ready to burn some cash.
My favorite is the Greg. Love it.
I love it. doesn't love it anymore.
No. So that, to me now, is a guy protecting his owner or protecting his boss, protecting whatever, instead of saying, you know, this is actually what we're going to do.
Have a lot of cap space.
Love it.
Love it.
And the other, just, I love seeing really powerful men get exposed when they get a little too big for their britches. And when Tom left, my favorite part about it was if Bill just treated him like Drew Brees or Robert and Bill treated Tom properly and gave him a 5-year deal or whatever, fixed their mistakes and were a little more flexible with him, we would have never known how much it was Tom. If Robert treated Bill and gave him the keys and opened up the coffers a little more and was a little more flexible and worked with Bill Belichick to establish a positive relationship to conclude his career, we wouldn't know what we know today. All of this is done because of the inability to find answers with the people that are best positioned to handle them.
So can I play devil's advocate here? Because I agree with you 100%. I'm in a similar boat to you in general. For years, I defended the Crafts and put it on Bill, the Wesleyan economics major, that he places values and hierarchies and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And now he's gone. So you just flat out can't blame him anymore. Is there any chance that part of the reason Elliot Wolf is in the role he's in is because Robert and Jonathan knew Elliot Wolf comes from a Green Bay way, which basically doesn't sign free agents. Don't believe in that. He articulated it, that it's draft, develop, treat people the right way, which is re-sign your own free agents and keep the core, blah, blah, blah. Is there any of this that could legitimately be on Elliot Wolf, and Elliot Wolf was put in the position because they knew how Elliot Wolf felt about spending and football and finances and building?
Yeah, but here's the difference, and here's the issue. What the Patriots did was they didn't begin a planned full throttle beginning of the offseason where they're trying to get season ticket holders, but they let it marinate. Gerard Mayo corrected himself, I think, a month later with Karen Garigian.
Yeah.
So we love Stacey James, the best guy in the business. But if I say something that is inaccurate, he is unbelievable. He listens all the time, and he's great at what he does.
Hi, Stacey.
And I will tell you, he'll get back to me, and we'll go back and forth, and if I'm wrong, I'll correct it, whatever. They knew what Gerard Mayo said. I guarantee you everybody in that building knew that he said, we're ready to burn some cash. And that was at 8:45 in the morning on a Monday in the middle of January. So if they were really not pleased or wanted to correct the record, they could have done it, but they liked that created, it engendered some positivity from a fan base that had just suffered a 4-13 regular season.
Oh, but that's a terrible plan, because that's a short-term bump for a long-term kick in the butt.
But what have the Jets been? Name me an NFL team without a good quarterback that doesn't constantly look for short-term bumps. It's always the pursuit of little victories, because the Packer way is
then
such...
Then we're porked.
The Packer way is such a... I don't know if the 90s, I don't know about Holmgren and all that. Maybe Ron Wolf. obviously a brilliant general manager in the Hall of Fame. But the Packer way is the Rivers way if you don't have Favre and Rodgers. So, I mean, and to be honest, the Packer way sucks if you win one Super Bowl with a top 10 quarterback all time in today's NFL. It is a waste.
But that's more on the quarterback than the plan, I would argue.
Okay. Do you think he had great weapons on offense?
No.
Okay. And
but that's part of the whole thing.
I think this week we saw a lot of Aaron Rodgers, and I think the reason Aaron Rodgers didn't win is because he didn't care about anything as much as he cared about Aaron Rodgers. He is a walking, talking narcissist. So I get it. He's not an easy guy to love, not cuddly. But they left some out there. He went to as many Super Bowls as quarterback of the Packers as Rex Grossman did as quarterback of the Bears. So the Packer way, it's kind of like the Colts way with Peyton Manning winning once when you had, 15 years of arguably the most physically talented quarterback, pocket passer in NFL history.
Now, obviously, the details are different. I mean, the Colt way is the exact opposite.
No, but
overpay Marvin Harrison, overpay Reggie Wayne, overpay
Sanders.
So there's some different, yeah. And when he was healthy, they won. And when he wasn't,
right. But they didn't. Maybe the most underrated player of that era was Sanders.
Certainly based on the end results.
Right. But we'll get to your calls on the Patriots, 617-779-7937.
But my question for those people,
you people,
the callers, you people, as I like to say, is very simple what you just talked about. So they got you all hot and bothered for a month, thanks to Gerard Mayo's quote. Now where are you? Because if you don't care, that's way worse than being angry. Like we've been doing this for a few years now, right? Ever since Bill said reset, Tom is gone, what's the plan? Like how are we doing this? Patricia, there's been anger. But anger implies interactivity. Like you're engaged in the topic. I think some people are disengaging. I really do.
Yeah.
And I think you may have seen a hint of that. Now, it snowed a little bit when 30,000 people showed up for Bill Belichick's final game. That was one of the great embarrassments of Patriot Nation. I'll stand by that. You call him your goat.
Oh, come on.
You
it
call
is
him
gross
your goat.
You were hot on the postgame show.
I still am.
About it.
I think all these people that stand on walls
the
and
guy
built
that was
careers and all these things on, in Bill we trust, he's an a-hole, but he's our a-hole, party time t-shirts, all of that.
I don't want to waste this
didn't
now.
Didn't show up for the final game of what you people tell me was the greatest coach in history. That's an embarrassment for a fan base that's hard to overcome.
Bill Belichick was an a-hole to the fans.
Oh, wait. You're right. Except they pretend that he wasn't for 20 years until they decided, you're not winning. I don't love you anymore. Fitzy taking pot shots at him. Pot shot city.
I would not. I'm
frauds.
I honestly,
you know how many frauds were involved with this dynasty? Lots of them, including the fans.
Okay. Well, let's get to that in a little bit. I don't know who's changed more, Andy Hart or Shime in their new mean, slim and trim, awaken 180 days. You're not that mean. 617-779-7937. We'll take your calls on everything. Do you hate yourself as a Pats fan? As Andy just said, you should. Maybe we'll do that later. But the Patriots, I sort of buried the lead. Braverman will get to it. Top left tackle on the market is a New York Jet. The Patriots right now have the fewest or least amount of cash spent on this year's roster in the AFC. Only two teams have spent less on their roster in the AFC at this juncture than the New England Patriots in an offseason where we thought they were going to spend like Courtney on Newbury Street. But we'll take your calls on the Patriots. But first, here's Braverman with what's trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ken and Curtis, Ken in Fort Myers. The Bland manager is going to check in at some point. He's taking BP right now.
Is he?
Yeah. It's the Red Sox clients weekend.
Kind of a hitter, is he? Slap hitter or like launch angles? He's trying to drive the ball.
He's one of those guys. I picture his batting stance like Phil Plantier's.
Oh, nice. Loved him.
And he's one of those guys that just fouls a bunch of balls off but doesn't do anything. He's just annoying.
Swinging a pop.
Right. By the way, he's like, Ken was tweeting out or Instagramming a photo of like a Castiglione autograph baseball. One weekend in a wonderful place, Fort Myers. I will never understand people that live on that side of Florida. East coast of Florida. Holy cow. Palm Beach.
We've been over this. Jupiter. The snob coast. The Ritz coast.
Well, hey, if you can have one or the other, I would take that one. Wiggy and I
think that's why the people go to the other side. They can't afford the Ritz coast.
Blame my dad.
Not with the Curtises. And the Crafts.
That is true. There is a big gate where the Curtises live in Jupiter. The Patriots offseason has sucked. The dynasty has ended. I think it's turned into a total suck. The biggest thing for me that I was pissed about was... not the biggest. One of the things that frustrated me about the docuseries was the fast-forwarding to the end of the greatest comeback in any sport in a single game of all time. It's like, up, they won the Super Bowl. And then and then Tom Curran's like, it's about to fracture. There is so many things now that we know about it. Obviously, the Guerrero relationship, the Jimmy G trade, all of that. They were a 4th-and-2 completion to Zach Ertz by Nick Foles away from winning Super Bowl 52, winning back-to-back and 3 out of 4. And then if they win the next year, that's 4 out of 5, which is an even better run than they had when everybody was in love in the beginning of the 2000s. So the notion that everything was dead and over, you know, they show the Tom versus Time video with Gotham Chopra where he says, why am I doing this? Why am I here? All of that is just white noise. If they beat the Eagles, then we're not talking about, I mean, we'd talk about Butler, but it'd be like, wow, they won without him. It wouldn't be near the mystique in sort of New England.
Forgotten footnote.
Exactly. It'd be like the Julio Jones catch in Super Bowl 51.
For you, absolutely.
Nope.
But some of this is the story of the entire dynasty, too, is like, you know, one play here or there changes everything.
Of course, which
like
is...
Like 1 foot of Adam Vinatieri, there is no dynasty.
And for
which
me,
is some of what makes it remarkable among all the other things.
It is so amazing. I will.
So was this a thumbs down? Like now that we're done and most people have seen all 10 episodes, if you wanted to see them, thumbs up, thumbs down, or indifferent on the dynasty?
I think I'm close to indifferent. I would say there were certain things that I enjoyed, especially early on. And one thing I don't want to forget, Fourier back Monday was off a couple days with his family down in Florida, and he tweeted about the dynasty. And he said, very interesting that the players in the first half of the dynasty don't bitch, but the players in the second half all do. And he said, I think something to the effect of, I'm just going to leave this here. And I think it is a generational statement that the way guys were brought up in football and in sports in the 90s, early 2000s, is different than the players that play now, where they all expect to be treated a little bit more, you know, like they've arrived. There isn't the hazing. There isn't the... I don't know how to exactly phrase it, but the one thing also, just to go through the latest episode, they begin the 9th episode with Donald Trump in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the noteworthy things that we saw in this time, I remember vividly we were in the old building in an auxiliary studio, and this speech, it was a Monday, it was the day before the election, 2016, and Trump reads this letter. And I'm like, I'm texting everybody. I'm like, this can't be Bill Belichick. Like, right. There's no way. I'm like, this guy is the president, or not president, the Republican nominee for president is lying, which isn't, you know, a shocker for any politician. But when that was confirmed, that whole thing, and I felt like the way that they didn't talk about the Crafts paying millions of dollars for the inauguration ball. They spent like $1 million for Trump's inauguration. They actually donated a lot of money to his campaign or to his whatever. And it's barely even mentioned. You talk about Tom Brady's hat in the locker. You talk about Bill Belichick's letter. And it was just encapsulating how the whole series, the reason the producer and the director came in and Benedict and Hamacek were all bent out of shape is because when people say it was a Kraft, you know, sanctioned hatchet job, it kind of was.
Yeah, and I think it was one of the – I'd want my money back if I were him, because somehow the bulk of the world exited it feeling worse about Robert Kraft. This was supposed to be a PR pro-Kraft production, and correct me if I'm wrong if you hear different things. I don't hear a lot of people that it worked on. If there were people that didn't like him to start with, they like him even less now. They have more ammo. And the people that liked him seem to like him less. I don't know who feels better about Robert Kraft and his contributions after this. And to me, that means it was a massive failure if that was the plan.
Right. Well, here's the thing. There are parts of the country where this would have worked, where people watch the games but don't engage emotionally into the actual players' lives. And one thing that this region, there's a lot of negatives about people. You know, we all get all the criticisms about us from, you know, our driving to the way we're rude to strangers or whatever. But people here don't like vanity plays. They don't. It doesn't resonate in Boston.
Blue collar.
Well, it's not
dirt dogs.
It's not blue collar.
Trot Nixon. No way would I trade him.
But, like, you know, you don't kiss and tell. You don't run around and poke. You know, if you start talking about yourself, you get kicked in the nuts. Like, just stop. People here like cutting people down. I learned to be an a-hole because I wanted to make people laugh. And people, it's the way people talk.
Mm-hmm.
You always want to have the line that kills the guy before he kills you. And that's why comedians are from here. That's why people here are uniquely qualified to be sports fans, because they were born with a cynical lens. I grew up listening to Eddie and listening to, you know, John and Jerry and all these guys that were not one way or the other, but they would ask questions instead of just parroting the company line.
Right.
And where we are today is a fan base that didn't miss any of this. They lived it. And what they're watching after the guy got fired, after a 4-13 season, is an owner of the team that's having you think he is completely absolved from any blame whatsoever.
And even admitted, there's a few things from Robert that really stuck out in the last two episodes in particular for me. First was, I want to thank him for confirming the rumors about Malcolm Butler, because to me that's what he did when he said, I was always told it was a personal decision.
Right.
Okay, thank you for confirming it. And yes, there was a text. The rumors you heard, the rumors we heard, and the rumors that I believe he confirmed.
Well, you know who confirmed it was Benedict on with the Greg Hill Show. And I said, how many people on the planet know today the real reason Butler got benched? And he said one, which I think it might be two or three. But one meaning, you know, it was not the people that, like, we still got calls. It was like, it was a concussion. It's like, oh, my God.
No, it was performance-based. Isn't that what Glenn told me?
That day, I remember I was driving to Russo's in Watertown. I remember where I was when I heard Glenn say that. And I literally got in an accident texting Ken, we need this sound tomorrow. Oh, my God. Batamosi was the game plan.
We all swing at things out of need sometimes.
You know what was worse than that? Was Tom Curran this week saying that the reason they didn't go after Calvin Ridley is because Bill screwed them by not going after DeAndre Hopkins. Kraft wanted DeAndre Hopkins last year. Did you hear that?
Yeah, well, I didn't really understand it.
Yeah, neither did I. It makes absolutely no sense.
I was actually on TV. He used that line, and in the TV setting, I couldn't really rip it up, but I was thinking to myself, am I the only one on this set that has no idea what he's talking about?
Especially
not
when
even
I got
10 o'clock, Andy's mentioned himself on TV twice.
You know, it is what it is. I have a face for TV.
Braverman. Anyway, but especially when somebody sent me on Thursday or yesterday a story from Tom Curran from 2023 saying DeAndre Hopkins is not a good guy to sign. Bad guy to sign for the Patriots. Now all of a sudden that it was something that was a great idea that Kraft wanted, but Belichick didn't want to do it.
So the other Kraft line that line of talk that really resonated with me was him saying he blames Bill for the Eagles Super Bowl loss because it was a personal decision. The first time I ever had to question, does he do what's in the best interest of the football team? And then you hear that and you're like, oh, wow, he's going to stick with Tom. We know there's a breakup coming, but he's going to stick with Tom because he's realized Bill's doing things for not the New England Patriots. And if you're his boss, don't you say, well, it's like when a cop goes on the stand. If you can ever prove a cop lied once, every other testimony he's given is devalued because now everything's called into question, right?
Correct.
Once Bill Belichick puts a Super Bowl down the toilet, essentially, for personal reasons, and I've had 20 years, by the way, it's not early in his tenure. If I'm the owner, and I know this, and Kraft admitted on this documentary, he believed this at the time, that's a fireable offense, right? I'm going to stick with Tom. Makes everything much easier. Thank you, Bill. This was going to be a tough decision, but once you went outside of put the team first, do what's in the best interest of the football team, you made my job easy. And then all of a sudden they swing back around and they beat the Rams in a crap-ass Super Bowl, but his defense plays well, and it's like, wow, that changes everything. Even though I know he puts Belichick first or other things first other than the Patriots, I'm going to keep him and run Tom out of time. Like, the logic there was poor, in my opinion.
Of course, and you look back.
So why is he promoting it? Why is he, like, allowing this documentary to go out there with this logic from his mouth to the ears of his Patriot Nation?
Here's why. The more money you make, the bigger your stature grows, the rarefied air you enjoy is further and further distanced from reality.
Shouldn't somebody have said, Robert, are you sure this is the message you want out there?
Do you know how many things you would say to Robert, are you sure you want to do this?
Well, I wouldn't, but
I'm saying in general, like, it's difficult to reach really rich and powerful men. It is.
Jonathan? Okay. I can understand why Fred Kerr, Stacey James, maybe they're like, yeah, I don't know if I want to rip Robert here and tell him this isn't going to work. Shouldn't Jonathan pick up on that?
You think Jonathan was the one actually behind this?
Well, but that's the So you think they just screwed up? Like, they had no idea what they were doing?
I think they were so blinded with rage at Bill Belichick that they didn't give a damn. This began last summer. I'm telling you this. I got a lot of the vibes that were in this docuseries when I spoke with some Patriots people last summer. It was shocking to me. It wasn't on the record, and it wasn't something was... I was corrected in a lot of things I was saying by powerful people within the Patriots organization. And in hindsight, they were getting ahead of what they were already doing, which is burying Bill Belichick.
So, sorry to interrupt. So the timeline we were given reported was Bill Belichick signed an extension, right? Lucrative, long team, going to keep him here forever. Crap sheet carried whatever water they gave him. And everybody then accepted there was like a two-year window for Bill. And then Mayo was going to take over at the end of the two-year window. It's kind of been accepted as the timeline.
Right.
So you believe that was never true. Bill Belichick was never going to see the 2024 season.
I believe that they didn't care. I don't know what they were thinking. I don't. All I know is that after the season where Patricia and Judge made a clown show of the offensive coaching room,
right,
they were blindly mad at Bill Belichick. Bill blamed Mac. They said, it's not Mac. Bill wanted to trade Mac. They said, no, you ruined him. Let's get Bill O'Brien in. I now feel even better about what I was told, that Kraft hired Bill O'Brien in like November, December last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were like, we're done with this. We're taking over. But they didn't have the balls or the temerity to just fire Bill at that point. They thought Bill O'Brien would come in and salvage Mac Jones. And they were going to allow this to be released. Maybe not this year. I think the timing of the premiere screener came out the Tuesday after the Germany loss. I don't think that's coincidental. Paul Perillo, smart guy, says it was. But either way, I think it's more likely that they would release this at a later date than it was that Bill Belichick was definitely going to be fired in 2024. And where I think that the organization is just so misguided is that they're doing everything I thought they ripped the socks for, which is like, look at them upset. They own the globe. They're trying to get these narratives out there. It's all about, you know, we're all aces, or, you know, don't let us win today, whatever. And they stink and the fans know it. Whereas the Patriots always felt like they were much more in sync with their fans. Obviously, Bill wasn't cuddly, but the fans embraced him in terms of, you know,
till the last game.
Right. But the miss is that are nowhere near competitive. They're nowhere different. They're not more talented than the team was in 2020 with Cam Newton. Like, this team, 4 years removed from Brady's departure, is at the exact same spot or worse.
Worse.
So you've removed Bill Belichick. You sit here today. You attempt to what you think is telling the truth, but people perceive as sullying his name. Both could be true, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And now you begin an offseason where your new head coach tells the morning show he'll be joining every Monday that he is ready to burn some cash. At the combine, at the first media availability, the GM that's replacing Bill Belichick, who hired him here with the Patriots, gave him an opportunity, Nepo kid. He sets up at that podium and he says, we're going to get different vibes here. We're looking to change things.
Less hard ass.
I mean, all of this stuff, it's just making something that is already for smart, capable people really, really hard. And that is finding a quarterback and building a winning team in the NFL. They're adding layers to the degree of difficulty for no other reason than they want the short-term buzz of getting the word out that it was the other guy. Now we're ready to win.
It's a new era.
And
I don't like this new era.
Anyway, let's get a couple quick calls
before
we get to the break here. Nate, good morning, Nate. How are you?
Nate. Nathan? Nathaniel?
We got the phone pot up in there?
Nate.
Oh, Nate. Okay. Adios, Nate. Let's go to Ryan. Good morning, Ryan.
It was really interesting this week when you started talking about John Henry. It made me start to think about this because you've got this, you know, taste in your mouth with the Red Sox the last few years. But you're totally right, Curtis. And I started thinking about ownership, you know, in the all teams here. And there's a big difference between John Henry and Wick Grosbeck, who are, you can say John Henry's not a passionate fan, but I remember when he showed up at a radio station, he was so upset when they were talking about him. And he kind of distanced himself after that. But Wick is a passionate fan. And both those guys, at some point and currently, pay to the max they can pay. Bob Kraft is no different than the Jacobs family was in the 80s and the 90s. They got lucky with a coach and a quarterback. They've been the lowest payroll for how many years now? They've been the lowest coaching staff payroll for how many years now? They snatched season ticket holders, long-term season ticket holders, so they can make a VIP lounge. They've got one of the worst facilities in the league, according to report card. And they threatened to move the team out of the state if they didn't get tax breaks. I'm not saying they took money. They took millions of dollars in tax breaks and forced infrastructure so they would keep the team here. It's all about a business and the bottom line. And now maybe personal with Bill Belichick and John Kraft, who's going to be taking over. But don't get it mixed up now if you look at the long term. Very interesting stuff last week, Curtis. And I'm down on the Pats big time. And I have no faith that they know what they're doing and how they're going to turn this around.
Yeah, great call, Ryan. I would say pretty simply, and Ryan said it better than I can, but I just look at what people focus on. Like, if you're trying to tell someone how they should feel about you, then you're an idiot. Like, don't waste your breath. People will like you. People right. won't like you. Move on. Love and let live. Figure it out. And what the Patriots appear to be doing is saying that they were, like, of all the things that make no sense, whatever the backroom dealings were, and there were, from the end of the Jets game until the Wednesday Bill Robert separate but equal press conference, there was, I'm sure, you know, hey, let me out of the deal. There were lawyers. I'm sitting around and figuring out the exit strategy.
Right.
Whatever that was, and whatever image Robert attempted to convey by showing him next to Bill Belichick saying, thanks for everything to the greatest coach in NFL history. He did all of that knowing that he had already told Apple TV on the record everything we just saw. So, as you alluded to, how can you trust anything?
I don't understand any of it. The mutual parting of ways amicably. It's all show. It's all fake. It's all
but here's what I don't
fraudulent.
Get. Nobody in their life knows a buddy who got divorced that was 50-50. They both decided at the same time,
right.
And they're both happy.
He's got a cold, so I'm not going to kiss him.
So, but media and, I mean, celebrities and people all say, you know, like when the Bezoses got divorced, it was like, Mackenzie and I love each other as much as we ever have.
Right.
It's not the fact that we can't figure out our lives with $100 billion. We're perfectly happy. Go ahead.
But this is modern pot. Like, everybody was making fun of Mac because they mutually decided to trade him to the Jaguars kind of thing. Like, no, the Patriots were done with you. You were garbage to the Patriots. You're right. Trash, as kids like to call it. Like, this new belief that sometimes it's just okay to say I sucked and they got rid of me, right? Like, when did we stop being objective and honest? Even, like, most importantly, with ourselves.
Right.
Like, if you get fired, are you going to say, you know, there was just time for me to move on?
No.
Can you say I got fired and now I need a job?
No. If I get fired, Chad Finn will have a party. But, no, that's the thing, though, where you watch this organization and they are prioritizing how they appear without paying for players that will actually change how they play. And I don't get it. We'll get into yesterday, the big signing with the Jets. Your thoughts. Where are you on the Patriots? 617-779-7937. Does anybody actually like the direction they're heading? And your call's next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ken and Curtis, Ken is currently on the fields of JetBlue Park, and he looks amazing.
Is he a five-tool player?
He take out the five, and that's what he is.
Ah, I set you up, and you spiked it home.
Thank you very much. They don't call me Fitzy Jr. for nothing around here. Andy Harden for Ken, and Fitzy just sent a text about the Commanders not being out on Drake May. Fitzy, I would say that is all posturing. But here's the thing, if just a quick actual football note with the Patriots. If I was running their, you know, quarterbacking their media strategy entering the draft.
So you got some advice for Stacey James?
No, I don't think this is Stacey, but no, I would never give advice to Stacey James. He is far smarter than I am. However, did you like what I did if I was quarterbacking their? You didn't even pick up on that.
No, I noticed it.
It's okay. You know, a little positivity wouldn't kill you.
It's not my thing. It's not my bag.
Irony for me to say that. But I would never allow anybody out there to think that Drake May is awful. Like, if I were the Patriots, I would be doing everything I could, calling every reporter in the country saying, he's better than Caleb Williams. He's unbelievable. Because if somebody's dumb enough to take him at two, then, like, for me, I don't know Drake May. Maybe he's great. I would much rather Drake May than J.J. McCarthy. The J.J. McCarthy spiking up the draft.
Top six now.
J.J. McCarthy will suck.
Ooh, definitive. You got that clean?
J.J. McCarthy.
Freezing cold.
I know Michigan quarterbacks. Well, one. And J.J. McCarthy is Matt Barkley. He is a guy that had everything about that Michigan offense, to say nothing of the mind of Jim Harbaugh, one of the best offensive minds in any NFL or in football at any level, was all about making it easy on him. It was all offensive line, great defense, run the ball, control the clock, beat down a defensive front, and then, you know, get him ready for it. But the pass plays that succeeded were schemed to the freaking hills.
And I think the McCarthy supporters would admit to that. Like, they're using that as actually part of their promotional pitch, that we played conservative football. It was Corum, it was O-line, it was 4 yards in a cloud of dust, don't turn it over, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, no, he's more skilled than that. Watch his workouts. Watch his ability to throw off platform. He can do all these other things. It just wasn't the way they played. So if you draft him, you're getting a guy whose ceiling is much higher because he was restrained by Harbaugh in the offense. I think that's kind of the pitch.
Yeah, I would not accept that pitch, but I would take Drake May. I still don't think Drake May is going to be – the odds are one of them will be good and – two of them will be eh.
So you don't hate that I push back against that?
Which?
I don't give a rat's ass about the odds. I really don't. Like, it's the year 2024. There are three quarterback prospects. I hire scouts to assess their ability. Not to say, well, boss, I like this guy, But the odds say that three of them can't be good. No, if they're all good, they're all good.
If the scouts they paid said what I just said, I'd fire them.
Right. And that's a common thought, though. Like, I hear it from analysts and even, like, ex-scouts. Like, oh, chances are history tells us, I don't care the number three pick history, quarterback draft pick history, top of the draft history. I pay you very myopically to watch a guy play the position and say, if I put him in a Patriots uniform behind an offensive line, can he do the job?
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty simple. If the quarterback they take at three sucks, Elliott Wolf will be out of a job in 3 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, who just articulated? Bean in Buffalo said that flat out. I didn't care what I did to get Josh Allen. Because if I nailed it, no one cares what I gave up to get him. And if I miss it, no one cares what I gave up to get him because I'm gone. I'm right. Like a part of history. I'm gone. And this just bouncing around in Bills Nation.
Name me a Super Bowl caliber quarterback.
Tom Brady.
That you think a team overpaid to acquire. Matthew Stafford. But they won. Can't say it now.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
He's a Super Bowl caliber quarterback?
I know. He played in the Super Bowl. If he makes one throw, he wins it. Okay. I don't know what Super Bowl caliber means.
But he was a second round pick.
I was playing devil's advocate. I get your point.
No, but so you can't overpay for a great quarterback.
Well, they gave him $125 million. I was thinking more than money.
Right. But my point is simple. The Patriots, if they think Jaden Daniels is the
That'd great, be a good player if you blended those two, I think.
Right, Caleb and Jaden.
The talents, the heart, the drive.
I want a centaur. Jaden Daniels at two. If you think it's whoever your scouts are all in unison saying he's the guy, then if you trade three number ones to move up one spot and he's an all pro, would anybody say, why'd you do that?
No. You never regret. I always believe you never regret the player. Like if you never regret the way you got the player, if you're right about the player.
Right.
If you give him Calvin Ridley, if you give him $50 million, everybody's bitching. How can you give Calvin Ridley? If he goes out and has 110 catches for 1,300 yards and 12 touchdowns, is everybody going to be like, but that $50 million, that was really a lot of money? No, no one cares. It's about whether you're right or wrong about the talent evaluation. And my bold, hot take is, yes, there are three really good quarterbacks in this draft. I agree with you. There's not a fourth. There's a fourth. That's a divide there. But the top three?
But head of hair. Great head of hair for JJ.
And he might have to live off that at some point.
I mean, you know, I wish I could.
But no, I think all three are going to be good. I would take all three. It's why people say it's such a lame take to say whatever quarterback is at three, I'd take him. Loser mentality. Good luck taking another one in a couple of years. Blah, blah, blah. No, I happen to think they're all NFL caliber quarterbacks.
That is a loser mentality because you don't think they're all equal.
No, I don't. I would take them in order. Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels.
Oh, you take Daniels.
But I don't get to pick the order.
But what I'm saying is if they know one or the other, because Caleb's off the board. So if they know one or the other. I guess they could trade it with the Bears for the first overall pick if they think Caleb Williams is the guy. Yes.
Caleb Daniels, actually.
My head is not, it's still a little foggy. But either way, they should target whomever they think is the guy. And if they think all three suck, then believe in your instincts, trade back, take a tackle, do whatever. Take Marvin Harrison Jr., whatever you want.
What if they believe all three are good? My way.
Okay, great. Then take
I know people are burned
lap.
Because Mac Jones fell in their lap and Mac Jones, you broke him and blah, 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 blah. But Drake may fall in your lap.
Mac Jones helped break himself, just like Bill Belichick helped end his career prematurely. But
just like Robert Kraft has helped ruin his sort of flashy, you know, resume or reputation right now.
We see you guys there, 617-779-7937. Coming up next, we're going to get right to the actual free agency and why the Patriots continue to morph into the worst qualities of John Henry's Red Sox.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!